Hello, everyone. This is Dirty D with the 3030 Diary. We are here again another week. And last week, it was just kind of like a recap of why it is important for me to come clean. Not only do I want to help other people who are, you know, it might be people who are outside of their 30s, but I definitely know what it feels like to be 30 and just kind of at, you just feel like you're at the beginning of the road when you feel like you should just be, you know, getting over a lot of stuff. It's kind of where everything starts. So for me, coming clean about certain things in my past, certain situations that I have been in hopes that people can relate to it. If not, maybe something, some part of it will resonate with you and you'll be able to begin your journey as well if you haven't already. This week, it's November and, you know, everyone's focused on Thanksgiving, the holidays. If you're like me, it's kind of a season of transformation and like things being very accelerated. A lot of good things are happening. I'm in a good place. I'm very much at peace with a lot of things. Relationships have been very interesting so far this month. I feel like this month is going by very fast. We had 11 a couple days ago, and that was, you know, something. I'm really into numerology, getting more into astrology, and, you know, I definitely felt it. Like, it felt like a lot of things are being manifested. I keep seeing 11-11. I keep seeing it on my clocks. The room that I'm in right now recording this show is the numerology breakdown of it is 11. It's kind of, you know, it's very interesting. It's a very interesting time. So I have a couple of people that I follow on social media. That one of them is Witch Doctor Alex. He's like, you know, a witch. And he's a male, and he posts really cool stuff about energy, and he's definitely a good person to follow if you are into that kind of stuff. And he posts something recently about just kind of your past coming into your present and just, you know, the stuff that you're manifesting and getting through certain stuff that, you know, certain things in your past will continue to come up until you address them. So I'm going to talk today about forgiveness. So I've had a pretty dramatic past. A lot of, you know, from being a former prostitute to being a promiscuous teenager. What else? Just going to jail. Just, you know, a couple of failed relationships and, you know, a few things. So I want to talk about forgiveness because I honestly feel like if you don't learn to forgive, then you can't really move on. You can't really heal properly. And a lot of people, I feel like the concept of forgiveness is a little, it gets a little muddy. A lot of people think that they're being forgiving, but they're constantly bringing up certain situations. I feel like if you're not completely healed from a situation, if you continue to bring it up, or if you're still addressing it as something that you're not over. So if you get into an argument and the argument you think has been settled, but then you keep bringing up shit from the argument, I don't think that you are actually healed from it. And I'm the type of person that if I forgive you and I say I forgive you, you could pretty much bet I'm not going to bring it up unless we have a situation happen that reminds me of that situation, and then I feel compelled to bring up our previous situation as an example of that to kind of recap. Here we are again and we're doing this. I'm not the type of person that when I forgive someone, I forgive them wholeheartedly. If I choose to deal with you, I'm definitely not going to bring up past shit. I feel like it creates tension. I don't understand how people could be with people or deal with people who are constantly bringing up past situations. I do think that everyone should take the time to heal so that they could properly heal and forgive and move on. That was one of the mistakes that I just definitely made in my last relationship. I was with someone, I hurt them, and then we didn't have that time to really process separately. Like, we were still good friends. We were still talking every day, spending time together, fucking, doing a bunch of stuff. And I feel like I definitely needed that separation, which we are getting now because we're not on good terms. So I definitely feel like you need to have that in order to heal properly. And not just for the person who needs forgiveness, also for the person who is doing the forgiving. And I also think that the person that did whatever needed to be forgiven, the forgivee, is that what it is? I think that person definitely needs to forgive themselves for the things that they've done. Because I think the longer you live with this guilt, you can't, until you forgive yourself for the things that you've done, if you constantly are being reminded that what you did was horrible, or you're constantly reminding yourself of what you did is horrible, you have to forgive yourself. I don't think that that's healthy either. So I'm going to go down a list of people that I think I would need to forgive. And I think that this is possibly, I'm kind of upset that I have my therapist, it's the holidays, she's on vacation for 2 weeks, so I have to really figure out my life on my own for 2 weeks, which is fine. But I feel like I did a lot of fucked up shit, and I've just been having this feeling that I've been getting in my own way this entire time. So the reason I probably haven't excelled the way that I feel I should have been excelling in life, and that's with everything, business, love, and relationships, financially, is this because of stuff that I have done. So lately, it's just been feeling like I need to just work on me. And the more I work on me, everything else will fall into place. So, for example, funny story. I have been doing this podcast since October, a little over a month, yay to me. And one of the things that I've talked about is that I was promiscuous when I started out really young. From what I can recall, I know everyone's story is different. From what I can honestly recall, I've never been forced to do anything. So I've never been abused, because it is a form of abuse, but I've never been in a situation where I felt like I was trapped or didn't have a choice. Like, I was very sexual. I remember always wanting passion, always wanting what I saw in movies, and I welcomed it. I entertained a lot of situations that I probably shouldn't have, because I had a desire that lived inside of me to connect on a sexual level with men and women. And I started, with women. It was when I was 6 or 7, with not grown women, but, women from, if I'm honest, a church, a school, neighborhood kids, pretty much girls were my first encounter. And then I always wanted relationships with women, but they were just bisexual and not really bisexual. They just wanted to have experiences with women while they were having sex with their boyfriends. So I didn't have relationships with women actual relationships with women until I was older. So in the meantime, when I was pretty much starting from 12 into my late teens, I was involved with a lot of men, just kind of older men, younger, not really so much younger men, but I didn't discriminate back then. But it was, I had dealings with men that I had no business, they were grown men, whether they were 21, 22, or 30. And I'm sure a couple of them probably lied about their age to make themselves feel less I don't know, gross. But, you know, I had these encounters with these men who were older than me, and they knew, even if they didn't know exactly how young I was, they didn't go through the necessary precautions to find out exactly what my age was. And even if they knew my exact age, nothing really stopped them from proceeding, like nothing. So recently I received a message from an older gentleman that I had dealt with. I believe at the time I was 14, maybe 13, 14. Sometimes it's hard to keep up because I used to lie so much about my age. Like when I was 12, I used to lie about being 14. When I was 14, I used to lie about being 16. And it just kind of, something about a two-year age gap makes all the difference in my head. So I'm just going to read verbatim what he inboxed me. Apparently, this person has been listening to my podcast, and he proceeded to send me a message and basically let me know. Well, I'll just read you the message. So this person, little backstory, I was 14, he was 22. He was in the military. He may still be in the military, I'm not sure. He was in the military, and he pretty much, I grew up in a military town, and the base was like in the area. And he pretty much, he was really sweet. Like out of all the guys that I dealt with, in that, like when I was younger, he was probably the main one that was like, that stood out to me. He was really sweet. He was really like a sensual, very like kind of romantic. When I think about it, I'm just like, we used to write letters. I don't know if that, I would assume that that was like a kid like thing, but he was, you know, military. They used to be big on pen pals and stuff. So maybe, I don't know. So yeah, so he has apparently been listening to the podcast. Hey friend. And he reached out to me a couple of days ago, and I'm just going to read what he wrote me. He said, I have been listening to your podcast. I like the idea. And basically goes on to say that I motivated him. With that said, I have some very conflicted feelings about our shared past. As an older man, I see it differently. I wish I treated you more like a little sister and done a better job of keeping in contact with you back then. Not that it would have changed anything necessarily. Life happens, but I wish I had been there for you. You don't have to say anything. Just know that I feel you and I see you, my sister. And then he goes on to say, we had like a little back and forth. He went on to say that he felt like it was overdue, and then he should have told me this years ago. And it sounds like I'm happy and he loves the podcast, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, so I have been, he sent me this a couple of days ago. Of course, I never really saw him or anyone else really as an abuser, to be honest. And I know that might sound crazy to some people because of the age difference, but this is not an uncommon thing. This is something that happens quite often where young girls are dealing with older guys. It's just not being reported as much as it's happening. A lot of people feel that, you know, depending on the age, is consensual, blah, blah, blah. I never really felt like I was, like I knew that people would be attracted to me because, you know, I was young, I was very developed, I had ass and tits, and at a very, like, these Instagram models that are out, like, that was my body when I was 12. So I, you know, I attracted a lot of unwanted and wanted attention. I was taken advantage of, but I was never, you know, taken by force or that kind of thing. Like, I would never consider any of my situations to be rape other than statutory rape. I started thinking about just all the men that I dealt with when I was younger. And I really started to think, like, do I have to, I guess, are any of the men that I dealt with besides this person? And a part of me feels like, you know, he was one of the better ones as far as, you know, just being a good person in general. I believe he's married with kids now, and it seems like he's like a good father and everything. So I don't know if it's like because maybe he has a daughter or something, maybe it's coming to the light, the mistakes that he's made. We all make mistakes. But a part of me does feel like maybe he's just clearing the air because he feels guilty, and, you know, it's, I don't know, it feels fucking awkward as fuck that he's calling me his sister now, and we used to fuck constantly. Like, he was one of the few of the guys that I dealt with that I used to, on a regular basis, like, if I could probably pick that out of a lineup, to be honest. So yeah, it's just, I don't know. I feel like he didn't necessarily ask me for forgiveness, but I feel like I have to forgive him in a sense, just to move on. Cause I did, when I think about the men that I dealt with, I'm like, there was a lot of things wrong with that. There were a lot of things wrong with the people that I had these encounters with. Some of them, yeah, they would definitely probably prey on women who were my age. And then I definitely had a couple who were just like, it was like kryptonite. They really didn't want to, not saying they didn't want to, because obviously they wanted to and they did. They were like hesitant, and I was very aggressive. Like, even now, then I was aggressive. Now I'm just as aggressive as I was then. So I honestly feel like I'm going to elaborate on this subject because I do want to talk about forgiveness, but I also want to talk about, you know, I like using, I guess, you know, variables or different perspectives and examples when I tell stories, because I know my story is unique to me, but I know that it does resonate with some people. To be honest, I have a lot of friends, close and distant, that have experienced some form of sexual abuse. Not just women. It has also been men. Not just, you know, sexual abuse from, you know, rape or random people on the street. These are friends of family and family members. Boy on boy, girl on girl, like man on girl, man on boy. So these are things that happen in our childhood, and we may or may not block it out. The reason why I always say I can't recall, because I have a couple of friends who they didn't even remember that they experienced certain types of abuse. And then one day they'll have a dream, or they'll have a random flashback, and it'll come back to them like, damn, like, I think something happened and I must have either blocked it out. Like me, I don't feel like I blocked anything out. I've always been very aware of everything that is going on, and more so now because I have to identify those feelings. And, you know, I'm really in this process of dissecting who I am and how I got here. And a lot of people don't address certain issues when they're younger, or they're forced to sweep things under the rug. I honestly feel that if I were to tell my mother that I felt like I was a victim of some type of abuse, no matter who it was, she would fight for me, and she would advocate for me, and she would get to the bottom of it. She would press charges. She would raise hell, have the person killed, a bunch of shit. My mom she's ride or die. And the funny thing is, she just comes off as the sweetest person, but, you know, she's a Cancer. So she just, yeah, all over the place. And she's like Leo cusp. Anyway, that's a whole other situation. So there's not one doubt in my mind that she wouldn't get to the bottom of something that happened. But for a lot of people that I know personally, that's not the case. They've tried to confront their abusers, or they've told an adult or a family member, and some people, even their parents, and they went unheard and unnoticed, and it was swept under the rug because it was just too painful to deal with at the time. And it's possible that, you know, it's a cycle of abuse. It happens very much so to, it happens to a lot of people, and people don't speak about it. Like with this whole Me Too movement, people, they're always the question of like, why do they wait so long? It's like, okay, well, what if the person, like, you have to really know all the details. And first of all, it's a disgusting question to ask, especially as the first response to someone reporting any type of abuse. I know people who have lived with their abuse or the memory of their abuse for years, and it has damaged their relationships, their marriages, the relationships with people. It causes you not to trust, and you may not get the result you want from coming forward. But I think also, like I said, it definitely starts with you. I have to think if the situation that I encountered from this gentleman that emailed me, if he wasn't someone that I actually liked, would it be something that, because there was a few that I didn't, if I could take back my vagina from the people who have had it, I would definitely get refunds all the way around. But for some people who they never wanted that attention, or it was taken from them, they have to really go through this process of, forgiveness, healing, forgiving the people that they may have told about it that didn't act on it or advocate for them. It's a process. So I know that there's levels to it. I know that my experience isn't the same as the next person's experience, but I also know that, you can't control everyone, and you can't control everyone's reaction to your shit. And you really have to start with yourself. Like, whatever it is that you can control, you can't control what they did to you, but you can control how you proceed. So if it's easier for some and it's harder for some, so you just have to go through your process. So if I could tell you that forgiveness is easy, I mean, it's not, it's easy for me, but then again, you don't even know if you fully forget. You could easily say, I forgive you, but until you're put in certain situations, you really don't know if you have forgiven someone. Like, I feel like you don't know until you kind of measure the feelings that you have towards that person in another situation. So for example, if you forgave your husband for cheating on you, but then you're constantly bringing it up, or you're constantly crying about it, or like, does that mean that you don't actually forgive him, or you haven't forgiven him, or you just haven't fully healed, or you, because they talk about I grew up in church. They talk a lot about forgiveness. They talk about a lot of shit that they don't back up, but every church is different, but the one I grew up in was a hot mess. So I feel, forgiveness, if we really get into the process of forgiveness, like for me, I'm just thinking of people that I would have to forgive, which would be a long line of men, including the ex that I was involved with prostitution in, and just forgiving them for being, they are who they are. They make mistakes just like we all do. And some people just get caught up in certain life choices and lifestyles that they're stuck in. So if I had to really think about a list, if I compiled a list of people that I probably had to, forgive, it would be probably the people that took advantage of the fact that I was young, and who have in some way, shape or form, like knew that they were taking advantage of a girl that was young, that was, I was fast. I was promiscuous. I was very sexual. And I still to this day don't really know where it came from. And I have to actually go back in my like Rolodex and account for every experience, every, you know, not everything that I thought was right when I was little. I have to say, okay, like that should have never happened. Like this should have never been a thing. So I have to then say, because I have very, you know, vivid memories of the things that I used to do. And there was a lot of people that, you know, I could tell their heart, they were good people, but they were just thinking with their penis at the time. And I have to forgive them for that. This person that just emailed me, he made a statement like, you know, he should have been like my sister, or I should have been like his sister. He should have this and that. I'm like, not if it's definitely hard to just see somebody as your sister when all you could think about is penetrating her. Like, so I wouldn't even expect that from him at the time. Like a 22-year-old, if I could think of where my headspace, not mine, but where the niggas that I was dealing with that was 22, like, no, like, that's just not realistic. Other than those situations in particular and the ex that I was, that we said, you know, he was domestic violence situations happen and that kind of stuff. Those two people are probably on the top. Those few people are on the top of my list as far as people that I need to forgive. And I think I have to an extent. There's no love lost. I have quite a few people that took advantage of me when I was younger, and on my Facebook and they're on my social media, they're still out there, you know, making little comments and stuff on my pictures. And for the most part, I've forgiven them. Like I tend to be a little on the managed side. So I get it. Like I'm definitely a predator in my own right, or I was one. I definitely have a conquering spirit, as my ex would say. When I see something that I want, I'm very adamant about going to get it. And that's with women especially. And, you know, I'll go through some shit to get something that I want. So if you look at it as a, you know, someone that wants something and it's appealing to them and they, you know, it's just instinct for the most part. And of course, I don't have brothers. I don't know what it's like to have a brother. I don't know what it's like to have, you know, to witness how men are being raised in their homes. I don't know what they're being taught. I don't know what these mothers or fathers are teaching them, but I've never witnessed anybody or overheard a conversation saying like, you know, leave those young girls alone. And, you know, maybe from a mother's perspective, but I don't know. I don't know what they teach these men, but something's not in, maybe it's just in my community of which I grew up in, but I know it's not. There's really no like real talk about, okay, if you do this, you're going to go to jail. These women are going to look this age, but just ignore them. Check their IDs. Make sure that they're of age. Like, let's be honest. Like, I've never been carded, never been asked to, like, they'll take your word for what it is. They don't care how young you act or how young you look. Granted, I was very mature. Well, I think I was very mature, and sexually I was very advanced. So I'm pretty sure that I've improved my sex skills from when I was younger, but from what I could recall, I was really good, like even then. So I don't want to say I don't blame them, because what's wrong is wrong is wrong. But I definitely, when you start to think about men can't even control their penis long enough to be in a relationship, let alone when they're hot and horny at from 15 to 20, their early 20s. Like, I mean, it is what it is. So, and I'm not making excuses for anyone who preys on young girls or anything like that. I'm simply saying that I have to dissect the situation. Now, I have to dissect it to be able to process it, to be able to forgive and move on. Because what I don't have is regret for anything that's ever happened. I definitely probably would have done shit a lot differently. But again, my story is my story. And if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't be able to come out of it in order to share it with the world. So pretty much that would be it. So I definitely want to challenge everyone to make a somewhat detailed list of people that they feel that maybe people that you feel would be on that list, including yourself. So often we make these mistakes in our life and we're like, we kick ourselves for it day in and day out by, like, not necessarily, like, obviously not literally, but we do things that are harmful to ourselves or to the, is contrary to the person that we are striving to be. And in some way, shape, or form, that's kind of like a form of punishment. So it's almost like if we don't, we have to forgive ourselves in order to heal completely. And that's my opinion. And one of the things that I'm learning is that, like, for a long time, I just thought, you know, oh, it's about people and, you know, this and that. But I think we, in the back of our minds, maybe we feel guilty and, like, to some degree deserve the things that we go through because we haven't forgiven ourselves for doing, making those mistakes or making those poor choices. So I'm looking up what forgiveness is, to kind of break it down, because for me, I've always just felt like it was just one of those things people would throw out at church, like, oh, you have to forgive and da da da. But I'm like, I feel like that there's more to it, because if it was just a matter of saying that I forgive you, then everybody would, you know, do things and then be honky-dory. So I found this on Google, and it says forgiveness is the intentional and voluntary process by which a victim undergoes a change in feelings and attitude regarding an offense, lets go of negative emotions such as vengefulness from punishment of the offender, however legally or morally justified it may be, and with the increased ability to wish the offender well. Forgiveness is different from condoning, failing to see the action is wrong and in need of forgiveness, excusing, not holding the offender as responsible for the action, forgetting, removing awareness of the offense from consciousness, pardoning granted for an acknowledged offense by a representative of society, such as a judge, and reconciliation, restoration of a relationship. That's actually, like, the best breakdown I could possibly find. So not only does it tell you what forgiveness is, it tells you what forgiveness is not. So I honestly feel like now I'm upset, because I feel like a lot of people that be like, oh, I forgive you, like, they don't really forgive you, because it's no, I feel like when you forgive someone, like, you're completely, and you shouldn't rush into it. I'm not asking you to just make a list and forgive everybody on the list. Like, make a list, put yourself on it, of all the people that have possibly wronged you that you feel like you should forgive. Which is funny, because there's a lot of people who are going to be like, there's people on there that they're saying that they forgive that haven't really done shit, haven't done shit to them, which is a whole nother story. Like, people love to just feel like the victim. I've been guilty of that. So I'm not saying that it's everybody else but me. I've definitely been guilty of it. But it has to be the most entertaining shit ever when a person is like, you did A, B, C, and D, and then this person did this in reaction to your shit, and then, like, you're the one saying that you are not ready to forgive them. Like, but in reality, you want everyone to forgive you. So that shit is fun. This shit's guts. But yeah, take your list, include yourself, because maybe you haven't really seen it that way. But I do feel like we punish ourselves sometimes because we feel that we deserve certain things because of shit that we've done in our past. So put yourself on the list. Make a list of people that you feel like perhaps you should forgive, or should be forgiven. If you want to go a step further, let's just slow down. So make a list, put yourself on it as one of the people that you feel you need to forgive, that maybe you haven't forgiven, or maybe someone that you thought you've forgiven, but you still have, you're holding feelings of, resentment or vengefulness, or, like it said on the list, you know, you still condone the behavior or something like to that extent. Make a list of people you want to forgive, including yourself. And then from there, don't rush it, but kind of like just have it out. Like if you could, you know how you argue with a person and in that argument, you like forget to say some shit or a valid point that you just really want to like express, and you fucking forget, and then you hang up the phone or you hang up on that person or you leave that person's presence, and then you're like, fuck, I should have brought that up. Like that would have been amazing to just touch on that subject, and I would have won that argument. So I think you should just have it out with yourself. Get it out of your system so that you can have it out. And whatever your belief system is, Christian, I don't know, non-denominational, whatever it is, atheist, whatever it is, whoever you, whatever creator that you know, follow, or whatever religion that you follow, or if you don't follow religion, whatever spiritual realm that you're in, I think that you should definitely meditate on positive feelings when it comes to that. So as hard as it may be to really see that person as a human being, as a person that is just, you know, been through some shit and fucked up in the head, you just have to look at it like that. We all have reasons why we do the shit that we do. Like whether we understand them or not, whether we, you know the history of our feelings or not, we all have shit that we're currently deal with. We have demons that we're fighting every day. We have, you know, situations that we don't even know. 9 times out of 10, we don't even know where they come from. They might just, you know, they might be hereditary. They might be some deep-rooted shit that you didn't even know existed from your past. One thing I was talking to someone about, you know, just abuse, and we had this conversation right before I got here or got on the air, and he was just like, you know, he experienced sexual abuse at 4 years old. And he was like, there's nothing that I could have done at 4 years old to welcome that type of abuse. However, my dad, it was trickled down to my dad, and it was a cycle. So some things are beyond your control, and you just need to account for the people that have wronged you and that you may need to forgive and let that shit go. Like I've heard of stories of people on their deathbed that have held on to, you know, it has literally made them sick. Like to the point where they can't even heal properly in the physical, because of all the, you know, guilt and like things that they're holding on to that people have done to them, and the anger that is kind of just incubating inside of them. Like it's just, it's a horrible thing to think that you just hold all this stuff with you for years and years and years, and you're kind of wondering why you can't break free or move on in your life or succeed or of really coming to like a place of peace within your own life. And it's because you're holding on to this negativity, like you're holding on to all this bullshit from God knows when. And I'm not judging you for it, because I had shit that I probably was holding on to, and probably maybe when I leave here I'll probably think of some more stuff. But we have stuff that we're holding on to, and we don't even realize that we're like in our own way because we can't properly heal, therefore we can't properly move on. And it's, we're always going to come back to this space because we're not where we need to be emotionally because we're holding on to all this bullshit. So I would make a list, include yourself, forgive the people on the list one by one. Be as detailed as possible. Don't just do it like it's some cool little exercise. Like, really, you might not want to be ready to revisit those feelings, but if your reaction is fuck them, then you have, there's no forgiveness there. Like, if you look at the list and you're just like, you hate everybody on it, then you just, that's according, you have to gauge how much work you have to do. I don't hate anyone on my list. I'm just like, sometimes I make this face like, ooh, you nasty. You're just like disgusting. And I can't look at it like that because I've done some pretty disgusting shit my damn self. Like, that's why I'm here. So you just kind of have to really get to the root of your shit. And I think it starts there. Like, you have to free yourself of those negative feelings that you have for certain people. You can forgive your dad for leaving you, forgive your mom for not believing in you. You could forgive that abuser that was sick in the head that probably was abused when he was younger or she was younger, and it trickled down and, you know, it affected your life. Forgive the people that have lied to you. Forgive the people that have made you feel less than. Just really, you know, be honest and transparent about your feelings towards those people and really start to come clean and heal. And I think it's no better time than as the end of the year is approaching to really start manifesting better things in your life. And I feel like it's going to hold you back. I know that a lot of things that I've been wanting for a long time is little things from my past and habits and issues that I've been holding on to and feelings that I've been holding on to that have been preventing me from being my best self. I know it sounds very cliche to say, but it's the truth. It's a lot of things that habits that have come from me not fully understanding who I am and really healing from previous situations that I feel like I've gotten in my own way long enough and I'm ready to move on. So that pretty much sums up everything that I wanted to say. I think that I don't want to bombard you with like, okay, now that you've forgiven, then now you need to do this. Like, I really think it is a process. And I really appreciate this, you know, this journey that I'm on, because it helps me to really, the more that I am transparent about what I've been through, the more I meet people who have also been through similar situations, some worse, some not so bad, but we've all been through our share of shit. So I feel like even if we're not all in the same place in our journey, at least you can reflect on certain things and use things as you see fit in your daily life. So as I come to a close, I just wanted to remind my listeners, if you could please, please, please leave a positive review once you listen to this. If you're listening on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, leave a positive review, a positive rating. Also, if you're listening on, I'll also share and subscribe and follow if you're on Spotify or Radio Republic or Stitcher. Any of wherever you're listening, if they have a rating system or a review system, just make sure that you do that. And I appreciate all of your love and support. I appreciate all of your DMs and emails and everything on social media. I am the Dirty 30 Diary. That's the Dirty 30 Diary on all most platforms, Instagram, Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook. So I appreciate everyone for listening, and I want you to guys go out and start forgiving these people so you could be free, so that you can continue to be your best self. And that's it. We'll be back next week on Wednesday, and go ahead and follow on all social media platforms. Like, share, review, rate, tell a friend, all that. Thank you.